Page Resh Chav Zayin. We're coming to the end of the bracha v'havaraba, and in this piece he teaches the word kaimimius. Okay, we say at the end of v'havaraba, b'yein l'shalom. If you Sfarad, you say mehera. If you Ashkenaz, it's understood mehera, I guess. V'yarba kamis oheretz. Laratzenu, we say lechenu kaimimius laratzenu. In general, Sfarad added words over the generations, generally. And those who were Ashkenaz, the Gra specifically, held not to add anything. And that's why we have a lot of piyutim, or a lot of different things where the Torah says it has this and this many words. And when you count what we have, it has more. And there is Halalu, was supposed to have the same number of words as number of candles. So what, how many is that? 36? 44? Whatever it is. By us, it's got more. Every version has more. Because over the generations, words were added. The Hasidim, the Butchacharov writes, whenever you see more words added, just say all the words. They're all good. And the Gross says, whenever you see words added, just say what Chazal said originally. So they had different Ashkafis on the, okay. Anyway. Ashkenaz added piyutim. The Gronik said piyutim. They say the piyutim. They don't say the piyutim.
What?
The Gronics don't say piyutim. No, yeah, it's just, I don't know. The real Yekis say. I know. I have a brother-in-law who's a real Yeki. I went first night of Pesach. I went to eat the first night, of the second days of Pesach. I went to eat the suda with my in-laws. So we were benching, and my brother-in-law walks in. So I thought he came after the Suda. No, he came after Marav. I said, Marav? We say Maravais. Now, the only place I ever saw the word Maravais is in the Paiskim. Maravais. It says by the halachas of Pesach, it says, when it's Chav Shabbos, Einoimir Maravais. Most people have no idea what Maravais means, right? That's not Shemitic, okay. So he said, set up for 45 minutes. I feel bad. He's got a son-in-law who's staying by him for Yontif Nebuch, he davened with him. What? But at least you get to wait only 1 hour for Fleishik, so 3 hours for Milsim Fleishik. Anyway, getting back. So, Chenu Kaimimius Lartzenu, the question is what the word Kaimimius means. So he explains as follows. Bir Tevis Kaimimius. I'm Parshas B'chu Kaisai. If you want to know what the word means, you have to look at the Chumash. In Bukhaisa it says, Va'eshbar Moites Ulchem. Now, Eshbar is usually future. So without getting into too much digduk, Ve'eshbar means, and I will break. Va'eshbar, or Va'eshbar, is a Vav HaMahapech. Like Va'yedaber Hashem HaMai Shalem, Yedaber is future. And Vayedaber, when it has a patach, it's a Vava Mahapach, it's Vayedaber. So, Vayeshbar, Loshen Ovar, Maitei Solchem, and I've broken the sticks that hold your yoke, Kshetesi Eschem Yimitzrayim, Vayelech Eschem Kaimimius, and I took you Kaimimius. Now, what does Kaimimius mean there? You say, when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, He took us out, Kaimimius. What is Kaimimius? Pirshu Chazal, Uva Barashi. Kaimimius, Bekaim is a Kufa. With an erect standing fully erect. Like a soldier stands erect, right? Bekaim is a Kufa. So Hashem says, I took out of Mitzrayim, Bekaim is a Kufa. So Schwab asks, L'chayri yesh lahir. Halei Gemara imeres, Sha'osa lo'odam shi'elach arba'am is Bekaim is a Kufa. Yesh b'sissim in Gaiva. Chazal, Kaim is a Kufa is not a good expression. It's an expression of a big shot. He goes with Kaim is a Kufa. Right? So what does it mean, Kaimimius, Vailachasam Kaimimius, I took you out in the Kaim is a Kufa. This is his kasha. This is what he writes. Pamachas Mayri, a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's the Mir Mashgiach. Hamashgiach Mimir. Pam Omar, Mayri Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Shav Shunaisin, Asara Zlatis, Matpeh Hamedida. Someone should explain what that means. I'm going to take you with a kaimis. I took you out of Mitzrayim with a kaimis akufa. What does it mean, a kaimis akufa? Now, he didn't get it at that time. Apparently, no one got it. He's saying now he has a pshat. He says at the end, if he would have thought of it then, he would have gotten the prize. Says after many years, I understand laniyaz daiti what I think it means. I took you out of Mitzrayim b'kayma zakufa as follows. If you want to take someone's height, you take somebody into the doctor and he takes his weight, he takes his height. So you measure the height of the person. When you stand to measure your height, you stand as tall as you can. You say, right? You stand tall to get your proper height. Zelkaim is a kufa. You're standing tall. So he says, just like physically, Kaim is a kufa, you're standing as tall as you're able to. Your body can only stand a certain height, but get your full height when you measure it. People slouch. They don't always stand fully tall. They are not as tall as they should be. Yeruchni is also, people slouch. People don't reach their full potential. And people really are capable of stretching themselves tall and having a higher level of shleimus. To say the kaimimius is to stretch yourself to that full height. Now, how does it fit into the psukim in Bichukaisai? So there it says, ve'eshbar moitais olchem. So he explains, what are moitais, the sticks olchem of your yoke? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'eshbar moitais olchem, sha'acha shiyotsu b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim u'batlu mehem ha'shibud, v'avaydes ha'perach b'payom. After the Yidden stopped working in Mitzrayim, Mekomak Nishru Moitais HaOil. Still, the sticks of the oil. What are sticks of oil? In order for a bull to pull a wagon, it has to have a yoke. The yoke has the sort of cage that's on the animal on which the yoke rests. The Moitais HaOil are sort of the cage. So even if the yoke is off, when the sticks are still there, the animal knows it's coming back. The yoke is going to be put back. They're the sticks that sort of the cage that allows the yoke to go onto it. Besides the yoke of work, they were also in the Memtei Sha'arei Tumah. V'heim hayu ha-moitais shel ha-oil. You know what I think he means? I think does he mean to play on words? Memtes ha-moitais? No. Anyway. Ha-moitais shel ha-oil sherchinu roshei am ha-kadosh. So even though Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they weren't working b'payol, but they had to be people that are not going to fall again to that type of oil. This still was something that prevented them from reaching their full potential. I carried you on the wings of eagles, which is a high, swift bird. Chaim bizman kot, in a very brief period, shamem tasyayim bilvad. This is the days we're in, the days from Pesach to Shavuos, the 49 days. He gatem lemadrega gedol shal amiras nasa v'nishma. Vasagosam dargos odom arisha kaidem acheit bavi eschem elai. So Klal Yisrael jumped in those 49 days from Avdus to Har Sinai. That's Eshbar Moitai Solchem, the 49 levels of Tuma that were broken from Klal Yisrael. Havi ve'eshbar moitei solchem. Shurei ha'el agash mishal sivlus mitzrayim sh'atsu badal yasam baruchniyas v'ayil cheskam kaimimiyas v'kaim ezekufa. What he's saying is that by breaking the other influences, Klal Yisrael reached his full potential at Matan Torah. Shekesha amartem nasa v'mishra So then they reached the highest level of their career. So that's the va'il cheskam kaimimius. In those 40 days, Klal Yisrael, so to speak, stood tall. And that's the kaimamius, the kaimazakufa in ruchnius of the person. Kumdumani, shemisi, aime pirizel, umayrizital, if I had said this pshat to my Rebbe, pisim a kabbalah pras, shalasoras lotus. Which probably in today's world is not worth very much. But in those days it was. So what he's saying is that the 49 days were really, days of preparation for Matan Torah. And that's this period that we're in.
So he's distinguishing between Ruchnius, what the Gemara still says, Lo Yelech Adam Arba.
So he's saying Lo Yelech Adam Arba is a Kaima Zekufa, is the physical Kaima Zekufa, and the Kaima Mius is the spiritual, the ability to reach a spiritual level. And we still say that, as he brings later, we say in benching, Harachamanu, we say Hu Yalichenu Kamimius Lartzainu in benching. That's not a word that appears that often in our davening. When Klal Yisrael comes to Har Sinai, it says in the Chumash, Parshas Yisrael, B'chodesh HaShlishi, it says, B'yazer Mitzrayim, B'yayim Azeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. Right, in the third month of the Jew, after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, B'yayim Azeh, on that day, on this day, they came to Midbar Sinai. The words B'yayim Azeh are extra. Really should say, B'yayim, Chodesh HaShlishi, says, B'yayim Azeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. What's Bayayim Hazeh? So Rashi, I believe, brings from Chazal. It was Rosh Chodesh. Lo yoyet sarach lichtoiv ela Bayayim Ahu. Ma'o Bayayim Hazeh. Okay, he says Bayayim Ahu would be appropriate. So he says, Shiyu divrei Torah chadosha malacha kilo hayayim nitnu. They should always have his chachis in the Torah, Bayayim Hazeh. Means today. Every day should be Bayayim Hazeh, should be like the day that you received the Torah. So that's very nice upshot. I think you've heard this pshat. Mitzri, you have to imagine this if you're leaving Mitzrayim. You have to imagine like you're Bahar Sinai. Wonderful. So if Gedal Yishur once asked the Kasha, that the Rashi doesn't fit the pasuk. If we say Beyayim Azeh on the day of Matan Torah, then it would make a lot of sense. In other words, the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. So Beyayim Azeh, the Torah was given, the Rashi makes sense. But this is Rosh Chodesh. This is beforehand. So what does it mean by Yom Hazeh? It's in the wrong place. So he answered that Vais Dois, that this Chachos is not in the day of Matan Torah. It's the days of preparation to Matan Torah. The Chachos needs to be in the preparation. You can't just arrive at Har Sinai and get the Torah. This chachos needs to be in the Yimei Hachana. Matan Torah needed days of preparation. The whole 49 days was really a preparation. Certainly the previous 3 days. So that was his, Rav Shul's thing was always his chachos. Well, whatever time of the year it was a time for his chachos, and that was his theme. But he said that on B'yam, as I realized afterwards, the Shloshi Simei Hagbalah were not Rosh Chodesh. It was really Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. So it's sort of the hachana for the Yimei Hachana. No, this is what it sounds like. It's the hachana for the Yimei Hachana. But at any rate, somebody saying, what Rosh Chodesh is saying, is the Eshbar Moitas Olchem by Esel Kaibimios. The hachana is to break the influence of Mitzrayim, or the influence of the non-from influences around us. And then Vayelech Eschem Kaibimios, and then you can go with a kaimis kufa to reach your potential. It says in the Gemara. Yeah. What?
Is translatable to English?
Which word? Hachana, preparation. Preparation. Hachana is preparation. I lost my train of thought, but okay. At any rate, this is the point of Hachana. I was thinking the Gemara in Sukkah that Losid Lavai, people are gonna cry over the potential they missed. The Gemara says a fascinating thing. It says the Rishon are gonna cry because they thought that they're supposed to be very high and they're very low and they missed it. They're gonna weep because the Gemara says they're gonna see the Yetzirah like a string. And they're gonna say, had I known that this was it, I would have conquered it. What that means is, Kesh Baruch Hu expects from each person according to his ability. The Rasha, the Yetzirah tells him he has to be like the Tzaddik. So Mele is not attainable and he doesn't do it. But the full height of a person depends on, you know, how much the person has. The Rasha is going to cry because, you know, if he would have known God wants him to learn, you know, another 15 minutes a week, he would have learned 15 more minutes a week. But, you know, if God wants him to learn the Dabumi at least on Shabbos, not during the week, he would have done it. But since he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything, so that's why it doesn't happen. So he ends, Al-Zeh, Shayf, and Siach, this is how he daven, Selichedu, Kamimios, Loirak, Shalai, Nevi, Shalai, Lama, Ba, Lagamba, Lama, Zeh, Niske, Nichi, Lashne, Yamais, HaMashiach, Liyas, Kamimios, this man of Mashiach should come, and we'll stand to our full height, Kamai, Kem, Ispam, Vibra, Chasamaz, Narapni, Yalichedu, Kamimios, Lartzein. Okay, so these are, I guess the three things of the bracha of Avarabba. We dealt with learning Torah, the Yira, the Ava, and the Kibbutz Goliyos, which is, ends with Sadat Hankim Yisla Tseinu. I believe that on Monday I'm going to start Kriyashma.